hits. Oh, it's you. So good of you to come over. How about you come inside? So, boy, did your mother tell you what this was all about? Yes, I need help with something. Right. You didn't even pay attention now, did you? To your own mother? You should be ashamed of yourself, young man. Luckily for you, I intend to correct that behaviour of yours. What I mean by that? Don't you worry about that, boy. Let your betters do the thinking and just do as you are told. Silence! No back talk from you, young man. I am most definitely your better. Now, do as you're told and have a seat on the carpet in the living room. You should know the way. You've been here with your mother often enough. Wait for me there on your knees. Did I stutter? Or were you just fucking retarded? Now! I thought I told you to be on your knees! That's what you get when you disobey me, you little creep. A swift, firm kick to your balls. How about another? On your knees! That's better, you little fuck. I've watched you for years, disrespecting girls, perving on them in the changing room, taking photos underneath their skirts and posting it on the internet, bullying them, spreading rumours. You are a disgusting little creep. And it's time for me to put that to an end. That's right. I did talk to you that way. Your mother? Oh, she wouldn't do anything to stop me. Besides, I'm right. You are a creep. And who do you think she would believe if you told her about this? Oh, she'd believe you? No, I don't think so. I've known her longer than you've lived, and besides, it's no secret that you're a misogynistic, little perverted creep. You really want to test me, huh? That's what you get for testing me. This cane is just one way of hurting you. I could crush your balls flat right underneath my heels. You wouldn't want that now, would you? Would you? That's what I thought. Now shut up and get on your knees. Now you're just slouching around. On your knees, forehead against the floor. Took you, Lionel. I have to work on that. You see, you little freak. I've watched your behaviour for long enough. I see you every day at school, after all. And I've seen you in private ever since you were little. Your perversions have come to an end. They will end now. I will break you. I'll construct you into a proper male in any way I see fit. Oh, I will. No one will help you. I have ways to ensure that you remain compliant. See this USB stick hanging in my necklace? It's just one of many copies of your hard drive. All those nasty activities you've been doing, it's all on there. I'll hand it over to those girls and watch them lynch you from the nearest tree. Oh, you better believe I'm blackmailing you, little fuck.
No, you'll rat me out to your mother.
Oh, I really don't think that you will. See, while your mother knows you're a perverted little creep and has forgiven you, loved you despite all your misbehaviours and perversions, There are things she never would forgive.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Things like you breaking into the girls' locker room, stealing girls' panties, sniffing them, licking them, rubbing your filthy little prick on them.
Oh, it would break her heart to see her boy doing such naughty, filthy things at school.
You see, the school has a very advanced CCTV system. Would you hazard a guess at what I found recorded on it? Oh. Oh dear. You suddenly went oh so silent.
Pale too.
You didn't think anyone knew about that one, did you? The most filthy, disgusting of all your little perversions. I have it all
recorded.
So, if you don't do as I say, I'll send the footage to your mother. I've even gone as far as to edit it up to showcase your most nasty, disgusting moments and really rub it in exactly what kind of creep you are. She would never accept that. No, you'd be all alone and cast out onto the street. All of that will happen if you do not obey me. So you see, you're trapped. Don't even think about testing me on this. Because I will do it, you disgusting, filthy boy. Get out of those clothes. You do not remain dressed in my presence without my permission. Now, my cane will motivate you. I didn't give you permission to stand up. Stay on your knees. Is it hard to get undressed this way?
Tough shit.
I guess I'll just kick you in the balls until you are naked. Oh, that sure got you moving in a hurry, creep. Ooh, I just love making a man's balls ache underneath my foot. I know it slows you down, but I'm enjoying it, so I don't really see how that's my problem. It seems bothersome for you, though.
There, that's better.
Took you long enough. We really need to work on that. I can't tell if you were a turtle or a creep you move so slowly.
Silence! I don't want to hear it, pervert. See me sitting down in this nice, cosy chair? Get over my knee, your bottom in the air.
Now.
So you can take some commands then. You're not totally retarded. You've certainly given the impression of being retarded in my classes, drooling and leering over the girls while they look at you in disgust. I've seen it all. I will beat it out of you. That's right, you little fuck. Scream for me. You deserve an old-fashioned spanking. A spanking so harsh you can't sit down properly for days. And it's my pleasure to deliver it to you. Thinking about it, you really should be thanking me for all of this. Thanking me for what, you ask? Oh, me taking my time to correct your behaviour. For me blackmailing you. For me disciplining you. For me spanking you. You should really thank me for all of it. I just thought you weren't retarded. I don't hear you saying thank you. What was that? Thank you. Thank you what? The correct answer is mistress. You better take that to heart and learn it well. It's how you should address any member of the superior sex. Not perv on them like a disgusting little freak. Do you hear me? You better thank me properly before I neuter you. Then again, I would probably do every lady in the world a service.
Thank you, mistress. Thank you, mistress.
Took you long enough, you disgusting little fuck. I guess you get to keep your balls.
Sorry, ladies of the world.
Oh my, you're even getting hard from this. I just can't believe how disgusting you are. Even when I watched you on CCTV, I didn't quite understand what a disgusting little worm you were. I even watched you growing up for years. I didn't quite get it. What would your poor mother say, eh? Oh, hanging over your mother's best friend's lap, your college professor, naked, exposed, balls bruised, buttocks burning red from spanking, degraded. Despite it all, you get hard. You fuck. You disgusting little fuck. Thank me. Count every spank until we get to 100 and thank me for each and every one. If you get it wrong, we start over again and again until we get it right. No, we're not going anywhere until we get it right. I'll spank you until you pass out if I need to. I will break you. Oh, cry for me, boy. Cry, but don't forget to count the spanks out loud and to thank me. Your tears just make it all the more delicious. What was that? Lost count? You know what that means, don't you, boy? We're starting all over from the beginning. It's not like you have anywhere to be here with your mother's blessing, and you would never dare to tell her anything but you wanting to be here. As for school, well, with me being a professor there, it's not like anyone will question my tutoring you from home or your absence. Oh, you little creep. I will break you. Destroy every last little bit of you and build you up again in my image, the perfect little boy. And you will thank me for it.